Hi there, this is Trevor Harris from KBIA. In our quest to bring you new, interesting classical composition and performances that satisfy, we dig through the stacks of CDs and promotional materials that routinely fill our mailboxes and inboxes here at KBIA. This week, our CD of the week is the new release on Azika Records from guitarist Jason Vio. His new release, Play, features 17 recordings of shorter works that the Buffalo, New York native Vio finds to be interesting and crowd-pleasers. Composer-guitarists represented on the new CD Play include the Spaniard Andres Segovia and the Venezuelan guitarist-composer Antonio Laro. Listen each weekday this week on KBIA for a different track from the new release, Play. I recently talked with Jason Vio by phone about his upbringing and why sometimes you have to leave home to find yourself.
Yeah, whereas my path was a little bit different. I mean, I think, you know, I was very much... And still I am very much almost only into music in that sense. So, and I had to leave Buffalo in order to train, to go to school, to go to a conservatory. I wanted to go to Cleveland Institute of Music because it was fairly close by. And the teacher I studied with there, John Holmquist, was just an incredible musician and performer and recording artist. And so that's where I really wanted to be. So, I got taken away from Buffalo a little bit. And then I also started teaching there as soon as I graduated, almost as soon as I graduated. So it became my base.
After graduation from school in Cleveland, the guitarist Jason Vio hit the road. And for the better part of the last 20 years, Vio has consistently performed live. I asked him how he selected the tracks he chose for this, his new CD release, Play. We also discussed a bit of the history of classical guitar and who are some of the key 20th century and contemporary composers for the instrument.
It does have a component of being a greatest hit CD for the guitar. So there's, you know, the two most popular Spanish pieces for the instrument, Capricho Árabe and Recuerdos de la Alhambra by Tárrega, are on the CD. But also it's a celebration of 20 years as a performer for me. And these are the short pieces that have really resonated. I found to really be popular with audiences and really resonate with them over the years as you know, being on the road and playing for them, and several of them have been very good to me as encores, like Misionera, the Argentinian song by Fernando Bustamante. And I thought I'd also introduce a couple newer things that maybe people don't, in mainstream classical music listeners, might not be so familiar with, like Django by Paulo Bellinacci, this Brazilian dance, and my arrangement of Duke Ellington's In a Sentimental Mood. So it really covers a lot of stylistic differences all across 17 tracks. It actually shares a place in central, you know, European, continental European classical music history. I mean, with Mauro, the Italian Mauro Giuliani, for example. He knew Beethoven. He was a cellist in the premiere of Beethoven's Seventh Symphony. But he was also a very famous musical figure in Vienna during that time. There was a magazine called the Giulianiad that was devoted to his performance activities. I mean, he was something of a rock star performing, like a Paganini almost. Paganini would have been to the violin or Liszt to the piano. Giuliani was to the guitar in Vienna. Fernando Sor, the Spaniard who was based in Paris, was also writing music in the continental European classical style of the early 19th century. So we have a huge body of work of solo and chamber music. And concertos with orchestra from these guys. But at the same time, what the public has really been exposed to over the last 100 years, mainly through performers like Andres Segovia, John Williams, and Christopher Parkening, on and on, you know, it's the Spanish music, the Latin American music. These are the things that that people always enjoy hearing. A composer like Ginastera would have studied at a conservatory, at a music conservatory, he would have been a classical musician studying piano or studying composition. So a lot of these, Antonio Lauro, for example, is he was not merely someone that composed for the guitar, but he could compose for anything and did. And some of these guys are, of course, they are guitarist composers. So like kind of what your Paganini would be for the violin or Liszt for the piano. But also some of them were able to write and did write for many other instruments. So like Leo Brouwer, for example, the Cuban composer, you know, he's the conductor of the National Orchestra in Havana, Cuba and such. And so he has a huge body of work for many, many different instruments.
My name is Trevor Harris, and you're listening to excerpts from an interview I recently did with guitarist Jason Vio. His new Azika Records release is Play, a collection of 17 shorter works for guitar. Here is a selection from Play by Jason Vio. This week's KBIA CD of the week, the selection is Antonio Laro's Venezuelan Waltz. Like many working musicians, Jason Vio performs, records, and makes time for teaching. The teaching part of the equation is increasing thanks to his participation in Artist Works, an online forum that brings together music educators and students of all ages from around the globe. Again, here's guitarist Jason Vio.
The first thing to understand about Artist Works is that it's not live and it's not Skype. It's not through Skype. Basically, any student of any playing level can submit a video to me, and then I will respond to that video and help them with whatever piece they're playing, but also prescribe individually a lesson plan and curriculum for them based off of core curriculum that's on the site. And so it's basically the same thing as a one-on-one lesson, but in 5 to 10 minute segments. So they can, which is actually an advantage, a huge advantage for the student, because they don't feel under the pressure to perform right away. They can play at their best and submit their best take. It's also a plus for me because I get to then hear them at their very best. And then we just continue on from there. And then there's a whole community online. And it's like an expanding masterclass. Every subscriber gets to see every submission. It's growing like crazy. So yeah, it's becoming, you know, a challenge actually to keep up with. I have to actually do a few videos every day. I got students from India. I just got a new student from from Hungary, who just started with the school. Several in the UK, and everywhere in between.
That was the guitarist Jason Vio. His new CD release on Azika Records is Play. It's the KBIA CD of the week. You can catch individual tracks from the release Play weekdays on KBIA during classical music after 9 a.m. Here's another selection from the new Jason Vio release Play. It's Estudio Sin Luz by the late Spanish guitarist-composer Andres Segovia. For KBIA, this is Trevor Harris. Thanks for listening.